Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Well, then don't wait. Download the addictive mobile puzzle game, Best Fiends. You want to play the game 85 million people have already downloaded. You're going to be hooked on Best Fiends in just a few levels, just like I was. They're always updating it, and with over 2,000 levels, there's always something new to do whenever you log in. Give it a try by downloading Best Fiends for free from the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R. Best Fiends. I think you'll like it. I play it all the time. Love it.
All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
Yeah, so here we are. Sorry we didn't do a post-show pre-show yesterday because...
Blame it on Lunchbox.
No, it wasn't that. It was that the thing has to be posted at a certain time and we were still working.
Yes.
So I was in a meeting with the boss.
You had to make that last minute call. It was just like an audible.
Yeah, I was like, we don't have time to do it. So some days it won't be up, but we're here today. So sorry about that. You know, you'll hear later on, we brought our intern Jordan on the air today.
Yeah.
And that became a thing. Don't spoil the segment.
Okay.
But you know what I wonder? Hey, Jordan, come here again. So our intern Jordan is 21 years old. She's only worked on the show 2 weeks or so. And you're going to hear the segment where she judges us based on how we look, our age. So that comes up later on. But were you here when Sam Hunt was here?
Yes.
And did you meet Sam Hunt?
We didn't really say anything to each other.
When you see Sam Hunt, were you like, dang, that's cool?
Yeah.
You didn't get a picture or anything, huh?
Mm-mm.
Was it your first day?
No, it was my first week, though. It was like my third day here.
That's pretty cool. You come in and Sam Hunt is one of your first days.
Super cool.
Are you a Sam Hunt fan?
Yes.
And you didn't ask him did you feel like it was too early in your work here to ask somebody for a picture?
I guess so, yeah. I felt like I was kind of like out of place if I would have just been like, hey, can I get a picture with you?
Eddie, you're nodding your head.
Yeah, I mean, she was staring at him pretty hardcore. But
well, I wondered, I think I asked you too, hey, because I didn't know if she was a fan of Sam Hunt or, you know, country music or hip. I don't know what she liked, but you like Sam.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you've blown an opportunity now?
No, I don't think so.
How often do you get to see Sam Hunt?
Yeah,
that's true.
Like 5 feet away.
Yeah.
Was he as good looking as you thought he would be?
He was cuter in person, I think.
In which way?
I'd say his like build.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
Yeah.
Pretty buff dude.
You don't realize how big he is until he walks in.
He walks in, yeah.
Yeah, he is a pretty thick dude, huh?
Sure.
Look at Amy. Amy's making the lips like
what?
Like,
I am not.
I'm lying.
I did not.
Amy?
I didn't like my lips.
She did this though, she was like,
No, I didn't. I said, yeah, he is. It's observation. He is bigger in person.
Built.
Yeah, built.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we get it, girls. All right?
Let's relax.
All the rest of us are like, great.
No, don't worry, Bobby. You're smaller in person.
Yeah. Oh, I'm smaller in person. Oh, is that it?
I thought you would like that. Your goal is 149.
Yeah, that's true. No, I'm not doing idle anymore. I'm putting on a little weight now.
So what's the goal now?
The goal is just to eat a little healthier. I had oatmeal for breakfast this morning, so I had some carbs.
Wow.
You just have to get really skinny on TV to look normal.
I know, but I feel like you got so skinny.
I know, but now I'm not
anymore.
I feel
like we need to reset that norm. Like, why do we put this pressure on people to be super skinny on TV? Because it's, like, way too skinny. Like, you and Ryan side by side, I was like, what is happening?
I'm way taller than Ryan, though.
But y'all looked the same.
Cool.
Man, where's the technology? Like, we can put people on the moon and Mars and everything, but we can't make people look skinny on TV?
Exactly.
Like, that makes no sense. Like, really? Poor Bobby had to weigh 140 to look skinny.
Not 140.
49, whatever.
Okay. No, I got to 150.
Technology aside, where's the practicality? Like, why are we forcing
Well, you're talking about societal norms at this point.
Yeah, I know. Let's change them. Bobby, you should be the one. Lead the way. Be a trailblazer. Show up on Idol at 159.
Yeah, 159. Show them.
Be crazy.
Show Ryan Seacrest. Get next to him and be like, what's up, dude? 10 pounds heavier than you.
159, punk.
And I don't even care. That's what I want to see. I don't want pressure one day. What if I have to be on TV? I don't want the pressure to lose 10 pounds. I'm healthy right now. I feel good. I'm strong. I'm going to own it. I don't want to be like, got to eat nothing.
If it was my show, it'd be different. It's not my show.
Okay.
At my show, I plan to be 159.
This is the name of the show.
Really, I'm healthiest at about 162, frankly.
is that where you feel comfortable?
That's like my normal body, like a little over 160.
Yeah, because you're like 6 foot something.
Yeah.
And 149.
I didn't get to 149. Stop saying that. I got to 150. I tried. I don't deserve it if I didn't earn it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you got to like 149.9. Okay.
I tried. I don't know what we're talking about, but
I don't know either.
We're back doing this. Oh, I was talking about Sam Hunt. He was big. I'm built. People do think I'm taller in person. I get that a lot.
Yeah.
You're taller in person. But no one ever says you were muscular than I thought, ever. In the history of me, no one ever goes.
You look muscular in your workout videos that you post in your sleeveless shirts and stuff.
Because there's nobody next to me, though.
You still, it's not like you're skinny, like you've lost muscle.
Yeah, I've lost a bit of muscle.
Oh.
I have. That's just, that comes with losing weight, though.
Yeah.
So, Jordan, anything else you'd like to say before you go about your day? What do you do after the show?
Why don't you rank us based on weight?
Oh,
no.
And you're still salty.
What, just kidding.
What do you do the rest of the day?
So I usually, after the show, I go up and work with promotion and sales.
You do other internships here?
Mm-hmm.
Holy, you wake up early and stay here all day?
I try to stay. Like, it depends on the day. My hours change and stuff.
So. Wow, look at that. You want people to follow you on Instagram or no?
Sure.
What's your name?
Joe Dill underscore.
Joe Dill. What is it?
Joe Dill.
J-O.
Yeah.
D-I-I-L.
Okay, let her spell it.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
J-O-D-I-L-L underscore.
Yes.
Eddie, is that it?
There it is. Yep.
Okay.
Got it.
Thank you, Jordan. Have a good day. There it is.
Jordan wasn't available. Joe Dill.
What's up with that, Joe Dill? Why is that your name?
Jordan Dillon. I don't know. Everyone in high school just called me Joe Dill.
Oh, cute. Okay, I get it.
Where are you from?
D.C.
But you go to University of Kentucky?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you end up down there?
So my dad went to Eastern Kentucky and...
We're still on.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So my dad went to Eastern Kentucky. I'm like talking. So he went to EKU and he's from Louisville. So we have a lot of family that lives in Kentucky. So I just went and looked and loved it.
All right. Well, thank you for... We'll see you tomorrow, I guess.
But her account is private, so...
Oh, it is? You can't tell people to follow you that put it on private.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you have to unprivate
it. Okay, well, unprivate it.
Now you're a public figure.
She'll probably get a blue check before me.
Oh, there's Amy again.
Amy's still upset
about that.
Aww.
So you're now public again?
I need the show to follow me. I need to follow the show, too.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah, Amy will think about it. All right, thank you.
All right, bye, guys.
Anything you want to say, Amy, before we go?
Hope everyone has a really great day.
Love that.
Stay forever young.
Love that.
That's forever like young. I want to be forever young.
Morgan number two's parents are in the studio. Did you bring them in here for show and tell?
No, I wanted to show them, what's going on, I guess, show and tell.
Are you showing them us or us them?
Ooh.
Both, probably.
Yeah.
I wanted them to meet who I hang out with every morning.
Oh, they're just hanging out?
Yeah.
So you brought your parents in. They're from Wichita?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How about that? Well, good. Nice to meet you guys.
Are they taking us to eat?
Oh.
Maybe if you guys want to go.
Heck yeah, if they're paying, I'm in.
They're fine, yeah.
These two will never turn
free
down.
Free lunch?
No, that's what parents are good for.
Good for?
Buy us some meals.
Interesting. Lunchbox, anything you want to say?
Yeah. Good luck to the people on Survivor tonight.
Yeah, big show tonight, apparently.
Season
three
finale.
3 hours.
Yep. Six people remain.
Eddie?
One people wins.
Go ahead.
And just everyone, enjoy the show. There's a good segment coming up with intern Jordan.
Oh, and Lunchbox's joke. Do not, his stand-up comedy routine that he shared with us today.
It's an interesting joke.
Yeah, tell us what you think.
Oh, yeah.
We want to hear feedback.
You want the feedback?
Home run.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Thank you. I hope you listened to the show. By the way, my book, it's happening in a little over 3 weeks. It comes out.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy?
I know. I cannot wait to read it because I haven't.
You've read the first chapter.
First chapter. I know, but so many people ask me if I've read your book. And I say, no, he doesn't do that whole thing.
I don't.
There's been one person that's read it, which I get why she's read it. It makes sense. And then, yeah. Some people ask if I was asked to write a review for it. I'm like, nope.
Will people be surprised by the book?
From what I've read?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, there you go.
And what have you read? The first chapter?
I've read chapter one. Yeah.
And did you gasp?
Yeah.
There we go. There we have it, folks.
Gasped.
I should say no more.
No, say no more. By the way, it's like $10 cheaper on Amazon right now if you want to pre-order it. But
You can also pay me if you want to know the first chapter.
Oh, yeah. And how do they do that, wise guy?
Exactly. Venmo.
GoFundMe.
Exactly. GoFundMe. All right.
I don't know. JK, Bobby, I would never do you like that.
Okay. Well, you give me all the feels. So we're going to go.
That chapter gave me all the feels. Chapter one.
Chapter one.
Speaking of.
Savage.
Yeah. All right. And away we go. It's a Wednesday morning, or as we like to call it, hump day.
That's right.
Gotta get over that hump. Let's go talk to Angel in Mississippi. Angel, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for calling. What's going on?
Oh, not much. Headed to school. One of my last days.
Hey, hello. Your last day. Are you a teacher?
I am a teacher, yes. I teach sixth grade.
Wow. So are you ready for school to be over?
So ready.
Well, congratulations to you. And what can I help you with this morning?
I just wanted to call and thank you. Big listener, big fan, but we have been studying public speaking to wrap up the year, and students all had to write their own motivational speech about something they cared about, and we watched several as examples, and we watched your TED Talk, and it resonated a lot with a lot of my students. They could really identify with it. A lot of my students come from, you know, kind of similar backgrounds. I don't live in a very affluent area, and I just really appreciated it. It was really nice to show them somebody successful that came from, you know, humble backgrounds.
Oh, well, thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah, how about that? I mean, the kids like that? That was like 11 minutes of me just rambling. Much like this show, by the way.
They did. They liked it. They all went to have a gabillion dollars in their bank account.
I did make a joke about having a gabillion dollars. I did a TED Talk called Winning by Losing, which, by the way, is what my next book is based on. It's called Fail Until You Don't, and it's how the most successful people, you only see the success, but the most successful people have failed the most. Like, that's what makes them the most successful, is their ability to lose and get back. So I appreciate that. Hey, thank you. Tell them all us a hello and give them a free day. Give them some ice cream. What do you say?
On Bobby.
Sounds good to
me. Hey, I'm still waiting for the teacher to send me, because I bought her class snacks.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
She hasn't ordered her
I don't
snacks
know.
Yet.
Again, I was out of town for like 4 days in a row.
Yeah.
But I did send over my credit card. But what if she stole my identity?
Oh, man.
I need to get back with her.
It's okay. You have LifeLock.
But that's true. But I bought her entire class snacks. Do you guys remember that call?
Yes.
I do.
Of course. And the healthy snacks.
Healthy. That's
cool. Can we get a follow-up later today, Mike D? All right. There we go. Bobby
Bones. Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
After being told he may never walk again, Ty Williams proved doctors wrong and walked across his college graduation stage. 2.5 years after he was paralyzed, he broke 5 bones in his neck and vertebrae while playing football. He had been working hard in rehab. He managed to stand and walk at his commencement on Saturday. He got his degree in government.
Wow.
And it was the first time he had walked. Did you see the video?
I haven't seen it, but now I want to.
Yeah, they rolled him out, and the place just kind of gasped, like, is he going to make it? And then he walked.
It's super cool.
That football, though, man. It was an awkward tackle, too. They showed it. It wasn't a big bone-crushing hit. They just hit him weird.
Wow.
And he's paralyzed. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah, congratulations to him. That's really cool. And so, I see you to him, and we're going to go over to Ray now with the news. Here we go, Ray.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond in Washington, D.C. A sinkhole appeared on the White House lawn. Officials said it's pretty small, but it appears to be growing. In South Carolina, the second escaped inmate has been captured. The third guy remains on the run. Pictures of him are online. If you have any information, contact authorities. And finally, in weather news, rain today in the south parts of the East Coast. That rain is going to continue Thursday and Friday as well.
This college is giving a Fortnite scholarship.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Mm-hmm.
So they play video games in college?
Yeah, you don't like that lunchbox?
Man, it just... I can't believe that video games are becoming this popular where you can get a college scholarship. I should play more video games.
So, this university in Ohio has become the first to offer a scholarship for elite players of the video game. They're one of several dozen schools across the country that operates a varsity esports program.
Hmm, interesting. Cool.
Yes.
That's really cool.
I think so, too. And they say as long as you're not addicted, meaning you're playing video games instead of doing your other thing, that it helps kids tremendously. Hand-eye coordination.
Yeah.
Thinking, reasoning skills.
And I mean, I guess if it's like a legit, now there's like these arenas that fill up with these esports and people watch it. I mean, it's a legit thing. This is where the future is going with some of that. I mean, I think it's a little weird, but it's just because I'm not used to it. I'm sure when certain sports things were introduced at the beginning, like they're getting a scholarship for what?
That's a good point.
So it's just going with the times.
You got a scholarship for what, Lunchbox?
Yeah, Austin Livestock and Rodeo.
Do you know anything about livestock or rodeo?
No, it was all about all the organizations I was in high school, because I'd pay the fee, like $20 to be in Key Club, and I'd just never go to the meetings, but I could write it on my application. And Chasco Contracting gave me $1,500.
Yeah.
So you joined in high school a bunch of groups and never went.
Never went. Just paid the $20 because it looked good on a college application and when you're applying for scholarships. That's what my parents told me.
And then you got a scholarship for farming.
Yeah, Austin Livestock and Rodeo. $1,500. And
but you're hating on the Fortnite getters.
Yes, I mean, nerd alert. Nerd alert. Hey, let's go play our video games for 12 hours. College scholarship.
Ugh. But what if someone practiced ball for 12 hours?
No, that's legit.
Okay.
See, that's legit.
See, yeah.
It's not the same thing. One is sitting on your butt with a controller in your hand. The
what about doing math for 12 hours to get a scholarship?
Nerd alert. Oh, sitting on your butt.
We were talking about earlier this week how you see things in movies or TV shows and you want to do it. Have you ever wanted to jump through a big glass window? Because people look like it's so easy. They just run and go, whoosh.
No.
You never have wanted to do it?
Not me.
And I'm sure it would cut you up like crazy. I was watching this video where this barber in New York tossed a customer through the window because the customer was complaining about the haircut.
Wow. Oh, my.
The victim, 33, was unhappy about his haircut, threatened to withhold payment. So the barber shoves him through the window. Wow. That's hardcore.
Yeah, that's a tough barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
I saw another video where this woman goes into a nail salon, refuses to pay, walks out. The nail lady comes out and jumps on the hood of her car. And is like, you're not going anywhere. It's an amazing video. It was lunchbox level type video.
Yeah, those are people.
Oh, the lady drove off too.
Yeah,
that with her clinging on.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. What?
All over not paying for your nails. Is it really worth it? Well, a $20 nail little thing.
To her, she wants to get paid.
Principal, what if you go in? You probably don't jump on the car because you're risking your life
and hurting someone else too. Because it's.
But what do you do? Just call the cops?
Yeah, just write down the license plate.
You got to get paid, man.
Wait, so you say go jump on the car.
I mean, you got to follow them at least. Jump on the car. That's scary.
Sometimes it's just one of those days, you know?
Oh, boy.
You're not thinking clear.
Oh, boy.
Or you're hormonal.
You're not thinking clear.
You just react
so
in a
you
way.
Jump on the hood of a car. When I was waiting tables, people would chase people out to the parking lot. They're like, hey, you forgot to tip me.
Yeah.
Not even to pay the bill. But they would run out and chase them because they forget to tip them.
I chased those kids that stole my kids' bikes, and the police officer told me I absolutely should not have done that. But I did it, and I got them back.
Someone can always pull a gun.
I know. It was not smart of me.
Yeah. Or drive. Let's post this on our Facebook. Morgan number two, can we post this?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to see the video of this woman jump on this car? Hit that up.
Bobby Bones. Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Chris Jansen released his video for Drunk Girl, which he filmed on Lower Broadway in Nashville. The video has a pretty sensitive subject matter in which a girl who's had too much to drink gets into a compromising position. The clip follows the girl from childhood to adulthood and what led her to that situation. So go to bobbybones.com to check it out. It's pretty powerful. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle skipped the start of their honeymoon to attend their first royal event as a couple. Yesterday, they went to Buckingham Palace to a garden party to celebrate Prince Charles' 70th birthday, which his birthday isn't until November, but I guess the royals start celebrating super early. The couple also has plans to visit Meghan's dad, who just had heart surgery. But first, they have their super awesome honeymoon to look forward to. I'm Amy, that's your 30-second skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there was a fire, and firefighters were called out to it. They took care of that, and they searched around for people that may have been affected by the fire, and they found some pigeons that had lost consciousness as a result of the smoke in the building.
Passed out pigeons?
Passed out pigeons. So once they, you know, made sure that everything was under control and all the people were okay, they saved the pigeons.
How?
They resuscitated them.
How? Did they give them
little teeny tiny
mouth to beak?
Yeah.
Did they have little masks?
They revived a number of birds. They came back to life. It's amazing. No, I mean, because the real story here is like, hey, let's care about our animals. Because some people probably would have seen passed out pigeons and been like, it's just pigeons.
Yeah,
good call.
But they're still animals. Save the pigeons if you can.
There you go. That is good. I wonder how they did that, though. I think they did the little fingers and put the beak at it. Or maybe they gave him some pigeon CPR, as in cardio pigeon arrest.
Yeah, I think with their two fingers, they did it on the chest.
Yeah?
Yep.
Little pigeon CPR. All right, thank you, Amy.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Sanford, Florida. A 37-year-old woman was working at Walmart, and she got a couple negative customer reviews saying she had a bad attitude. So she wanted positive reviews, so she started giving away things for free to random customers.
I will give her a five-star Yelper.
People would come in, she'd be like, you know what? You're nice. I'm going to give you a free oil change.
Wow. Like that's coupons. Awesome.
She gave away free batteries.
That is awesome. I'll give her good reviews, too.
Free tires. $1,500 worth of items over a six-month period.
Wow, so what'd they do to her?
They charged her with shoplifting, and she's in jail.
Oh, man.
Oh, is that really shoplifting?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. Oh. Let's not get it twisted. That is shoplifting. That's Yeah,
she was, like, she gifting it to other people. Well,
I would call her the Robin Hood of Walmart.
Yes. There you go.
Not a bonehead?
Steal.
Steal a bonehead.
You're a bonehead if you get caught.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, that's how it works in our legal system.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah. Hey, so if you've ever been on a game show, call us, because Lunchbox would like some advice. You know he's applied to be on this Ellen game show?
No.
She doesn't know this?
I didn't. What?
No.
Yeah, what's it called?
Game of Games.
And he's so sure he's going to get on it.
Yes, because you fill out this application online and it says, what sets you apart? Why are you different? Send us a link to your social medias. And I have so many followers on social media compared to what they're normally getting for these applications. They're going to be like, we have to put this guy on because all those people will watch to see him and ratings will go through the roof. And I would be so great on a TV show.
So what would you put the percentage that you're going to be in this Ellen Game of Games?
90%.
Oh, wow.
90%? Absolutely.
Oh, that's exciting.
I don't know. The only 10% is maybe they don't want a famous person, but I don't know why they wouldn't.
Do you think you're famous?
Yes. But you know how awesome I would be on Ellen's game? Because she likes excited people that are real hyper and crazy. And when we play games, I am very competitive. I'm hyper. I'm loud. And I would be great on that show.
So she probably shouldn't listen to any of the games on the show, though, because Eddie always wins them.
Yeah, you don't win those games.
Actually, no, because it's totally different.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's the deal. Call us if you've ever been on a game show. Give Lunchbox some advice.
Mm-hmm.
And also just tell us what it's like and what game show you were on.
And how much money you won.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Lunchbox thinks there's a 90% chance he gets on this Ellen game show. He submitted all of his paperwork, got online. So he said, hey, you've been on a game show. Give Lunchbox some advice. Courtney in Alabama.
Hi.
What did you win?
We were on Family Feud, and we won the fast money one time and won the $20,000.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Then we won one more time, so we were on a total for three games.
You won on Family Feud three times?
Yes, we did.
And so what was your total winnings?
It was like $20,900. We only won the fast money one time.
So if you win $20,900, do you have to split it within five people?
Yes.
So then after taxes, let's just do the math here. At 20,000 divided by five is 4,000. After taxes, you're making about 2,500 each?
Right. But I had a bonus because my husband was on it with me. So I actually kind of won his too.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, was it fun? They treat you good over there?
Yes, they were so nice. And they thought it was so funny. It was taped in Atlanta, but for some reason they thought we were the most country people they have ever heard. So we got a lot of attention from all of them.
That's funny. So what's the one piece of advice you'd give Lunchbox about going on a game show?
When all the lights come on you and they're staring at you in the face, don't freeze up.
Oh, no problem.
You can do it, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I appreciate that advice. Congratulations on your wins. Hey, if you're on a game show, call us. Lunchbox is taking advice because he's going to go on the Ellen Game of Games game show.
Yeah.
It's pretty exciting for you.
Man, I am so pumped.
Lunchbox thinks he's going on this game show with Ellen called Game of All Games. And so people are calling, giving him advice. Hey, you're on the air, Leanne in North Carolina.
Hi, good morning. First time caller.
Hey, everybody. We need some kind of first time caller button or something.
Oh, you don't like us just yelling?
You know, it seems a little Family Feudish. Oh, you know, okay. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer. You know what I mean?
We got to get on that. Hey, but thanks for calling, Leanne. What can I do for you? Share with Lunchbox, please.
Hey, Lunchbox. So I was on Wheel of Fortune a few years ago, and I have a couple of pieces of advice for you. One a little more reasonable, and one just to kind of remind you to have fun. They're obviously, for a lot of these game shows, looking for people, you know, so they're looking for that personality. I don't really know how they select contestants and everything for the Ellen show, but I know for Wheel of Fortune, it really was them looking for the people who are just kind of standing out from the rest of the crowd in good ways for the different audition rounds that we went through. And then the other piece of advice I have is if you make it and you win anything, be sure not to spend it all until you have paid your taxes.
Oh, got him.
Pay your taxes.
He's tough with those taxes. Hey, by the way, how much did you win?
So I won $63,000 in cash and a trip to Puerto Rico.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Wow. You won $63,000 in cash over how many episodes?
That was only one episode. You're actually only allowed to play on the show one time.
How did you win so much money in one game?
I'm really good, I guess. No, just really good luck. And that's actually 63 in cash before going to the bonus round. I made it to the bonus round, but didn't win the bonus round.
Did you meet Pat Sajak and get a picture?
I did not get a picture, but we did meet.
They wouldn't allow pictures?
I was also... I actually never asked.
Oh, man.
You know, you're so starstruck and everything as far as that you just don't even think about it. I know we couldn't have phones there, so that kind of limits what you can do anyway. So.
Wow. I appreciate that call. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Wow.
Are you still rich?
Absolutely.
What's that? Are you still rich from that game?
I still have some of the money, but I wouldn't say I'm rich.
Oh, we would. Man. Hey, thank you for calling. I wonder if Pat Sajak is a thing to people below our generation. Hey, Morgan, number two. I have a question for you.
Yeah. Hey, what
do 24-year-olds care about? Do they care about Pat Sajak?
I'm going to be honest. I don't know who that is.
Oh!
Okay.
See?
You don't. Okay, you have a guess. Guess who it is.
I don't know. Like, is
Pat Sajak. Pat. Morgan, number two, age 24, from Wichita, Kansas. Go ahead. Pat Sajak.
Like, is he in the entertainment industry?
He is, yes.
Okay. Is he a comedian?
No, not really. Do you know who Vanna White is?
Yes.
Who's that?
She was on, she was like the showgirl or whatever. Or
yeah,
is.
Yeah. What show?
It's on the tip of my tongue. I don't know. They flipped the letters over.
Wheel of Fortune.
Yes.
Why is she more famous than Pat Sajak?
Because it's Vanna White.
Because she's beautiful.
I mean, but he's the host.
I don't know. I don't know the
that's
answer.
That's crazy that she knows Vanna over Pat.
Pat Sajak is the host. And has been for 30 years or so.
Yeah.
A Wheel of Fortune.
Yeah, and she still does it. And maybe because, Eddie, she's picturing the letters being flipped. Like, she's not even picturing the wheel being spun.
Okay.
And he's over at the wheel and she's at the letters.
All right.
Sometimes Morgan number two comes on and gives us a good old Time Marches On.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? All right, never going to get it, Ty, here. This is the number one lie that parents hear the most. Amy, you're a new parent, got two kids.
Mm-hmm.
The number one lie that parents hear the most. What do you think it is? You can ruin it right now if you want. Go ahead.
I didn't eat that.
I didn't eat that. Mm. That's the lie. I didn't eat it. Like, it's gone. And they're like, I didn't eat it.
Well, more like, yeah, they sneak food sometimes. And I'm like, wait, did you eat popcorn right now? Because after a certain time, no more snacks. And they're like, we didn't have any. And then I see popcorn, like, on the floor. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, they clearly snuck down to the pantry and got some popcorn.
Huh. Okay, that's Amy's guess. Call us if you want, 877-77-BOBBY. And by the way, we have a new intern, and apparently they ranked us based on how old we looked without her knowing.
Oh, great.
Do you guys want to hear this?
No.
Or no?
Not really.
Yeah. I don't know how we rated either, but what?
I just thought of the better lie.
Go ahead.
I brush my teeth.
Okay, so yeah, you have two guesses.
Yeah, I brush my teeth. And
so
then
I didn't
like,
eat that, and then I brush my teeth.
Yes. And I'm like, open your mouth, let me smell it.
That's a thing.
Interesting.
Oh, totally a thing.
And open your mouth. Let me smell it.
Yes.
You did not brush your teeth. Go back.
Yeah. Okay.
It we'll come like back. Smells like popcorn.
We'll see what the callers say. look at you turning one joke into the other. Look at you.
Bobby Bones.
The question is, this is the number one lie that parents hear the most. And that's our never going to get it today. I'll grab a couple calls. You're on the air, Chance in Kentucky. Go ahead.
It's not my fault.
So that's what they say.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Do you hear that one?
Oh, all the time.
I'm a teacher, so I hear it all the time.
So it's a lie, basically, is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's always their fault.
Always. Okay. That is not it, but thank you for the guess, and appreciate you listening this morning. Hey, Billy Joe, I'm Macon, Georgia.
Hey.
What do you think it is?
My kid's favorite, I didn't have any homework.
Oh, good one.
I use that all the time.
Still?
No, when I was a kid.
Oh, you use that one
all the time.
Like your wife? Do you have anything to do for the show, Lunchbox?
No homework.
Nope, got no homework. Hey, that's not it. Thank you, Billy Joe. Any guesses, Lunchbox, on what you think it is?
Yeah, someone else did it. You blame the brother or sister.
Eddie?
I didn't do anything.
And Amy, what is your final answer?
Brushing teeth.
The answer is, the number one lie that parents hear the most is, I brush my teeth.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Amy's right.
Man, Amy.
Already dominating the mom game. Been at it for like 4 months. Already knows all the answers. You should write an expert book on being a mom.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, because
after 4 months, I should.
How to Be a Mom Perfectly by Amy.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Every year, the second grade teacher treats her students who read over 100 books to an end-of-the-year field trip at an ice cream shop. And this guy who was doing construction across the street saw that it was going on, found out what was happening. So this anonymous construction worker bought all the ice cream for all the kids, 54 kids, and the teacher.
Wow.
And kind of walked out.
That's an unexpected treat for the teacher that was trying to treat her kids.
Yeah. Well, the construction worker was trying to remain anonymous, but one of his buddies said, yeah, that was Bub.
Oh, Bub, the construction worker.
Cover. Yeah, yeah, Bub's just trying to buy kids ice cream. Without
Good old Bub.
Yeah. Oh, Bub. I mean, good dude, but let the guy have his... He's trying to be secretive. Anyway, that's cool. I like that. So Lunchbox was saying he doesn't think Mike D can be that funny because Mike D opens up for me on the road.
Yeah.
And so I said, hey, why don't you do a couple jokes? So what he's doing is he's training for his open mic night next week. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. He only has to do 4 minutes. But one of the jokes that he wrote, he's going to share with us today.
4 minutes? That's long. I know you do an hour, but for someone that doesn't do comedy, 4 minutes is long.
But I don't think most people think 4 minutes is long.
Yeah, you can tell a joke really slow.
Oh, is that what it is?
Is that how you do it?
Yeah. That's
what
I do.
That's funny, Amy.
Okay, that's 20 seconds.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. You have that skinny ready over there?
I do.
Yeah, she does.
Amy.
Amy, come on. Wow,
okay,
wow.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight, it's Amy. Yeah, and special guest, Lunchbox.
Yeah.
And let's not forget our too late for primetime, Mike D.
Yeah.
And here's your host, Morgan number two.
Wow.
What up?
That's not cool.
Saturday Night Live.
Are you taking
funny.
This act on the road?
No, Amy, I'm not.
Oh my gosh, what if you had us all open for you?
Yeah. Oh
man.
Okay. Lunchbox is coming up with his joke in a minute. Here.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Seconds Skinny.
So Chris Jansen included a printed warning at the beginning of his Drunk Girl video because of two sensitive scenes. They're not graphic. He just says, you know, we wanted to warn people. And he thinks you should still watch the video because things like that shouldn't be swept under the rug. He said he got a little bit emotional watching the video. He said he doesn't cry easily, but this one broke him down.
Take a drunk girl home. Take a drunk girl home. Let her sleep all alone.
If they want to see the video,
go to bobbybones.com.
Pick up her line.
And Britney Spears, she already pays Kevin Federline $20,000 a month in child support, but Kevin wants more.
Yeah.
Now he wants $2,000 a day.
Whoa.
Whoa.
A
so,
day.
Lunchbox, how do you feel about that?
Yes, he should. No, because if that was the guy and he had to pay the woman, he would have to pay that much. So why is it she makes more money? Pay him.
He said that it's unfair that their children have it so good living with Britney, but when they come to stay with him, they're cramped during their overnight visits in his tiny home. And he just wants them to have the same lavish lifestyle they have when they're with him as when they're with her.
Right. You don't want to punish the dad for not being able to make as much money. If they live in a mansion with her, they should live in a mansion with him.
So you agree he should get $2,000 a day?
Easily, yes, if not more.
Yeah, he said because of his age, he's no longer able to perform as a dancer.
Yeah, his career is limited by his age and his ability, so she needs to. His income is lowered, so she needs to pay some money.
I wonder where $2,000 a day for Britney is. Is that like a dollar a day?
Probably, it's probably a good amount, I would think.
Oh, that's a lot. Okay.
But still, all right, there you go.
I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Do you suffer from fear of missing out? Then don't wait. You have to download the addictive mobile puzzle game that everyone's playing called Best Fiends. You've heard me right. Best Fiends. Like friends without the R. 85 million people have already downloaded this game. In Best Fiends, you solve puzzles, you collect tons of these cute characters, then you level up those characters and beat more bad guys. I introduce people to the game all the time. Listeners tweet me about it all the time. Download it. You can play it by yourself. You can connect with friends, connect with family. You can also compete at Best Fiends. They do update the game all the time. There are over 2,000 levels. There's always something new in the game. Best Fiends is not like any of the other puzzle games. Just check it out. I can tell you all this, but just check it out for yourself. Solve your fear of missing out right now. Go to the App Store or Google Play and download Best Fiends for free. That's Best Fiends, F-I-E-N-D-S. It's like friends without the R. Best Fiends, check it out. Let me know what you think about it and what you're playing it all the time. Send me a note. Tell me how addicted you've been.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, Julie in Nashville. What's happening?
Hey, good morning. How are you all?
We're good. How are you today?
Fantastic. Just driving to school for the last day, right, kids? So we listen to the Morning Corny every morning and love everybody on the show. It gets us all pumped up for the day. We've got one getting ready to go in second grade, one who is leaving our carpool going to middle school. So we just want to call in and say thank you for making our mornings so great.
Well, thank you. Would they like to hear a Morning Corny live, like on speakerphone?
Ooh.
Sure.
How about that? Ooh. Okay, put us on speakerphone if you don't mind.
Okay, hold on just a second.
Okay.
Guys, you're on speaker.
Hey,
morning,
everybody.
They're going to get the morning. Hey.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right, it's Uncle Bobby here. Now listen. Amy's going to do a more... Amy's going to do a Morning Corny. You stand by. Amy, are you ready over there?
Ready.
All right, we got this for him. 3, 2, here we go.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a happy farmer?
What do you call a happy farmer?
A Jolly Rancher.
Interesting. Get it? Jolly Rancher. Yeah. Kids?
Yes.
That's
it. Amy should take this on
kid
the road.
Kid approval? Kid approval?
Wait, what do you think, kids? Be honest.
What do you think, kids? Good. We loved it.
Thank you. Hey, Julie, okay. Thank you. The kids seem a little underwhelmed, but that's okay.
Oh, what? I got a good. And we loved it.
Have a good last day at school, everybody.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye, guys.
Bye, guys. When do your kids finish school?
I think they're just monotone.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. They really loved it. My kids are to school this week. It's the last day. End of the week. Done.
Do they stay in school, though?
Is
that what you said?
I think they have about a week off, and then summer school starts. But summer school's only like 8:30 to 12:30.
They still work on their English, or what is summer school about?
Yeah. It's their special English program, and I'm so thankful they continue it through the summer because that's huge. It's so huge in their development.
Do they have any other Haitian friends?
There's no other Haitians. Mm-mm. They're all from, like, you know, the Congo, the Middle East, South America, Syria.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My daughter's bestie at school is from Syria.
Whew. Mm-hmm. That's tough.
Yeah. There was a day they were supposed to, I know, it's like, but their parents don't really speak English. They had this thing like a couple weeks ago where you got to like pick a friend at school and you could dress like twins, you know? And my daughter was so excited. She wanted her bestie from Syria to wear like a tracksuit, but she didn't have one because she wears like, the traditional thing and the head scarf and all that. And I guess she went home and tried to explain to her parents that she wanted to wear a matching outfit, but they didn't have like a tracksuit situation. They didn't have it. And then my daughter, like, she went to school all dressed up, ready to like hopefully look like her friend, but her friend was like, we didn't have anything.
Sorry. So then your daughter.
But they didn't understand either, too. Yeah. So it's hard because they don't speak English.
Go over there.
Go over where?
To the house. Be like, hey.
I tried to arrange to have her come to the birthday party, but then they had a family emergency. They couldn't come, but There was a translator involved. It's a whole thing.
Oh,
yeah. Play dates are just a little more difficult.
Eddie, what do you think about this yard sale you're thinking about?
I mean, I don't want to do it. My wife's already brought it up like 5 times.
Wait, so to her, is it something to clean the house out, or is it something where you guys need a little extra money right now?
No, she feels like we just have too much clutter, too much stuff that we don't use, clothes, lamps. Our garage is filled with a bunch of junk, so she's like, well, it's time to get rid of it all. And so I was like, go to Goodwill, let's take it and go donate it. And she's like, no, let's do a garage sale.
Hmm. And so you're thinking this is too much work.
Well, the garage sale takes me back to when I was like a kid and my mom tried to do one, and it was a pain in the butt. Me and my brother had to put price tags on everything, and it was like by noon we were exhausted. I was like, I don't want to do all that.
Who's done a yard sale, garage sale?
I have.
You have? What'd you do?
Yeah, I had a yard sale because I didn't have a garage, but yeah, just Saturday morning. Chose like good weather. I think that's pretty key. And make sure you advertise it, put signs up everywhere. And then, man, I think I made like $600 cash.
Boom.
Did you report that?
Wow.
What?
Yeah, to the IRS.
No, it's cash.
Oh, is that straight cash, homie? No report needed?
Cash,
homie.
No. You're supposed to report everything.
Uh-uh. Okay. I didn't take Square.
But you're still supposed to report everything.
Yeah, but that's like babysitting.
But you're supposed to report everything.
Yeah, well, you're supposed.
Well, I didn't know all that, Bones.
If you make money in my life, I've always reported all the money.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, right.
Karen in Arkansas, hello.
Hello, hey. Bobby.
Amy's talking about yard sale and putting signs up. What do you think about that?
Well, I grew up doing all that. My grandparents owned a flea market, so we went garage selling every weekend and had several of our own. But the one tip I would give Eddie would be to use bright colored poster boards to make the signs and put them all over town at least 2 days before the sale.
Whoa.
Do you want to make money?
All over town.
Or do you just want to go through the motions?
I mean, I really just kind of want to get this over with.
Oh, let's get it over with.
Yeah, but that's interesting because I've always wondered how you're going to advertise. But she's saying put stakes and posters all over the ground.
And put in the paper.
No, Craigslist.
I don't know about the paper anymore. I think Craigslist may be the new paper.
Yes, Craigslist.
Extra, extra. Read all about it. Eddie's got a garage sale.
Tell the town crier.
Extra, extra. Yeah, my grandma and I used to play poker all night. And so we played cards all night, and then we would stay awake. So at 4 o'clock, we could get in the car. When the sun came up, you tried to plot out your yard sale map, and you try to find the best one first. That's where you wanted to be when the sun came up, when the people came outside.
Wow.
You try to get the good stuff. And then you kind of go down, and there was always that group. We would see them. We were yard sale. We didn't know them really, but we always ended up at the same yard sales.
Your competitors?
You know, it was kind of that picking show before. It was picking. Yeah. And so we go and, run the same circles. I used to run the yard sale circle.
Yeah.
I remember haggling. Like, I remember, like, being 9 years old and people trying to haggle me for, like, tennis shoes. Like, how do you do that?
Yeah, people are going to haggle. You got to be prepared for how low are you willing to go?
It's so funny because I'm an Arkansan. And in Arkansas, we yard sold all the time for school shoes, for school clothes. We were just, and a lot of these calls are my people in Arkansas. Kyra in Arkansas, you're on.
Hi, my mom has always told me, make sure you try to have it the first weekend of the month because that's when everybody gets paid usually around here.
Ooh.
Oh, wow, so smart.
Well, and the first weekend because Social Security, because all those programs.
All the other ways you get money?
Yeah. All the other ways. That's how the only way people get money sometimes.
Oh, okay. Speaking of money, I'm reminded, have change, Eddie, because people are going to be paying cash. You want to have ones, fives, quarters.
Man.
Yeah. You got to be prepared.
So when is this happening?
I mean, she wants to do it this weekend, but it sounds like I need to plan it a little better than this.
She wants to do it this weekend?
She wants to do it Saturday.
Oh, wow. That's...
You need to get cracking like
that. Yeah. I need to get rolls of coins now?
Yep.
Yeah, you do. Savannah, one last call in Alabama. Go ahead.
Let your kids sell lemonade. Kids always attract more people at yard sale.
Ooh, good idea.
Yeah, they thought about this. My boys brought that up the other day.
Pro tip.
Do they get to keep the money, though, is the question.
I mean, I think it's their lemonade, right? Should I get them to take their savings to go buy their own lemonade?
Teaching moment?
Yeah.
You can teach them how to invest in. If you guys want to have a lemonade stand, you have two options. One, you go buy your own lemonade. And you do it yourself and you keep all the money. Or two, I go buy the lemonade, but I get half.
Boom.
Like, you do the work. This is how the real world works. So I'll go take care of the lemonade. You're going to sell it, but we split the money.
That's 100%. Good stuff.
So it's either one of those.
And then I should tax them because I'm the government.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Real world.
Love
but
it.
You might need to get a permit.
No, yeah.
Charge to sell a permit.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
A brick and mortar.
bones.
Eddie, are people hitting you up at this garage sale?
Yeah, they're saying don't do it. I mean, a lot of people are saying don't do it.
Why? What's the deal?
A couple things. One, it's a lot of work. Two, holiday weekend, probably not the best idea. Three, it's supposed to rain.
Well, the whole it's a lot of work. Yeah, that's what happens if you want to make money.
You're earning money. Yeah.
Is that life?
Yeah, when someone says, ooh, I don't know if I'd do that, it's a lot of work. That just means they're lazy.
I think it's a great opportunity for me to get my kids to work. Like, summertime starting, like, get to work.
So you're thinking about maybe not this weekend, but next then?
Yeah, 2 weeks maybe.
Okay.
Give me some time to prep, get that change and poster boards.
That takes you 20 minutes. Okay, coming up next. The next segment. Lunchbox will debut some original comedy material he's working on. You know, he made the comment that Quiet Mike, a.k.a. Mike D., can't possibly be funny because Mike D opens for me on my comedy tour. He's like, yeah, he can't be funny. So Mike D challenged him, hey, why don't you go to open mic night? And so he's going to debut a piece of material next. So you guys ready for this?
Yeah, so ready.
Yeah, been ready. Woke up ready.
I'm going to dominate.
Yeah, look at that. That's funny.
And I feel like I'm wasting my material on you guys. You guys don't share your material. I can't believe I'm sharing it on the radio so other people can steal it, but I guess whatever.
Hey. Is that it? Because that was good.
That's good.
Dude, you're funny.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm on fire.
Wow. You're going to nail this. Listen, I'll tell you this much. If you go out, Lunchbox, and you do a good set, like I just put 6 shows up in Nashville, and they all sold out.
Oh,
if you do good, maybe you should come out and I'll pay you to open up a show in Nashville. So all you have to do is drive down the road. It's not even come out. You don't have to come to Tampa or Charleston, South Carolina. You just drive down to Nashville.
We'll see what happens. Okay. I mean, they may book me after you.
That's a good one.
That was a joke.
That was a good one.
That was serious.
That was funny.
That was serious.
Anything else?
That's it.
Okay, well, that's next, his material.
Bobby Bones.
Okay, so it all started on our post show. It's called the post show, pre show, whatever. What is it called?
The Bobby Bones post show, pre show.
So after the show's over, we stay on and we do our podcast and we keep going. You can only hear it if you download the Bobby Bones show. And I was talking about being on the road and I'm on tour all year doing stand up comedy. And Mike D comes on before the musical artist and does 10 minutes. Mike D, aka Quiet Mike, aka Metamucil Mike. And so Lunchbox goes, I bet he ain't that funny. He doesn't even talk. And so we challenged Lunchbox, and we gave him a bunch of days just to write one joke. Because next week, he's going to go perform for 4 minutes at an open mic night. Now, Mike D, how do you feel about this? A.K.A. Music Mike, A.K.A. Movie Mike.
I'm curious to see what he came up with. It's tough to write jokes.
Material? Original material?
Yeah. Where else would I get it?
Google.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So did you steal this material?
No.
Promise.
Yeah, why would I steal it? I'm a funny individual. You realize that.
You're using that tone of voice. It's like, oh, no.
Like, I just don't like the accusations already going in.
Okay.
Because I'm a funny individual.
Individual.
Good stuff. Watch, walk.
Go ahead. Like, I make people laugh, so I don't need to steal people's material.
Okay. How do you want to set this up? Should I introduce you like coming on stage?
I don't really care.
Yeah.
However you want
to
do it.
How will they do it at the comedy club?
All right, here we go. Welcome to Bonesy's Comedy Night.
Yeah.
Up to stage, you may know him every morning as that wacky sidekick on the Bobby Bones show. Here he is with one original joke. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What up, everybody? How you doing? Yeah, all right. Take your seats. Quit the applause. Stop clapping.
Okay.
Stop clapping.
Very funny.
Yeah, stop.
Ma'am,
I'm trying to. No heckling, please. Man, the more time goes by, I always think you never know who you're sleeping next to. You watch the news, it's like husband kills wife, wife kills husband. Man, those people never went to bed thinking the person I love the most is going to kill me. And what's crazy? I had something similar happen to me the other day. I've been married 3 years now. Lovely wife. I went in and I got LASIK. And I woke up the next morning, opened my eyes, rolled over, and I said, what the hell have I been sleeping next to? LASIK. Helping you realize what you've been sleeping next to. Boom! Yeah! Yep.
He said his wife's ugly.
Yep. Got it. No, don't even do it. You're dying laughing over there. Don't even act like that was crickets. Woo!
So wait, you really did get LASIK though. So like,
yeah, exactly.
Did you this?
And then he thought his wife was ugly when he looked over.
Yeah, that was a funny joke. I don't care what you say. That's hilarious.
Has she heard this?
No, that's original material. That's the first time the joke's been said.
You didn't run this by your wife.
Why would I run it by her? Comedians don't run jokes by their wives.
But this could be a thing between you and her. Like, is this what happened?
Okay.
That was funny.
I mean, I'm crying.
Yeah.
I'm laughing.
You were laughing before you started telling the jokes.
True, true, true.
I think there's definitely some potential there.
Yeah, see, I nailed it.
Wife slamming jokes? It's not bad.
I mean.
I think there's, you know, I definitely chop it up for brevity reasons. You know, you went through a lot of angles to get there. But, you know, I think,
I mean,
maybe you don't curse on the air. You say it for the comedy club.
Well, you said.
I said comedy club. You could say whatever you wanted.
You think H-E double hockey sticks is a curse word?
I didn't even hear you said that word.
I do think that's a bad word.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. With the joke, I have to have the payoff. If I just go, what am I sleeping
into?
So
at the comedy club, he can
may drop some bigger words there.
Yeah.
Are you planning on going just full dirty?
If I need to, some jokes need the little dirty word there.
Man, make sure your wife doesn't go.
Had you? She's pregnant. That's all she needs to
so
feel.
So is that his thing? Like,
no,
wife?
Guys, it's one joke. That's what comedians do. They talk about their lives, and that's true material.
Oh, that's what comedians do?
Oh, it's true material. You're admitting right now that you had LASIK and you rolled over and said,
my wife is ugly.
What if I've been sleeping next to
you? You never know.
I mean, guys, that's a fun. It doesn't matter.
You don't have to convince us it's funny or not. We feel either we think
no,
it's funny or not.
Because you're like, I can't believe you say that about your wife.
But my point
like,
is,
have you ever heard comedians talk about their wives?
I can't.
No.
Oh, man.
You're arguing two points here. One, you can't argue that you're funny or not funny. Either someone takes it in and goes, oh, that's funny, or they don't. There's really nothing you can say to make them feel otherwise. Secondly, I agree with you that if that's your real life, talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's your real life, right?
Yeah.
But I can't decide if, like, I'm finding it hilarious because it's a hilarious joke or if it's that he rolled over one day and thought his wife was ugly.
Yeah.
Because he's saying it's true.
Oh, I got LASIK and all of a sudden I'm next to sea monster.
I hear his LASIK commercials on the radio. You should.
Yes, that's fact. I mean, he got LASIK.
I'm driving along and Lunchbox is like, I got LASIK.
I got LASIK.
Now
and thanks to Man Eye Institute, I now know my wife's hideous.
Huh. Home run.
Maybe that's your theme. Maybe you'll be known as the guy that he trashes his wife. You know that comedian.
You ain't going to have a wife for a long time. It's a short-lived thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so, all right.
Okay. It's funny.
Boom.
Boom.
I brought my one joke.
Yeah.
Made the room laugh. Brought Amy to tears. It's a good day.
I did laugh.
You're still laughing. You'll think about this 10 hours from now and be like, you'll start laughing again.
I think it's situational right now.
Yeah, I agree.
I think there's something to your joke. I think you definitely have to do some chopping on it and get to the point a little faster. But, good luck.
How long was that, though? Like,
but it's way too long. That needs to be like 10 seconds.
I understand that. But he has a four-minute set. Mm-hmm. So I'm like wondering how many of those does he have to have?
How many seconds? How do you feel about your wife? Like, go through the list.
You should have a theme.
When's his night at the open mic?
Tuesday night.
Next Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
I think it's a good start.
What time is that at?
8 o'clock.
I'll see if I can make it.
All right. Yeah, you should. All right. Remember in Hawaii when that emergency alarm went off?
Yeah.
And it was, hey, heads up, like a bomb's coming or something. What was it?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, the bombings were coming.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was reading another story, like an accidental alert message sent out. And so a city power outage alert in Lake Worth on Sunday freaked everybody out because they sent out the message, there's a zombie alert for Lake Worth and Terminus. Which Terminus is from The Walking Dead, too.
Oh.
So imagine you're looking at your phone and the power's out and you see a zombie alert. What are you thinking?
I'm thinking, oh my goodness, Walking Dead's coming true.
Don't you think just someone hacked it?
I just laugh.
Well, you may not know what Terminus is, though, is the thing.
But zombie alert? That alone makes me laugh.
I'm not convinced. I'm just not convinced that this zombie thing's not going to happen in some form.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are bugs that do this. They die.
and they're able to sort of come back to life and live and move.
Scary.
Mm-hmm. Push alerts, which, by the way, I get too many of these push alerts. All of a sudden, HQ's like, we're playing the game in 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got to don't allow that. You know, it says allow, don't allow.
I used to play HQ all the time. Okay. I don't anymore.
Is that push notifications? Is that what it is?
Yeah. You have to click don't allow.
Do you guys still play HQ at all?
No.
Nope.
Never played it.
Oh, you did it?
Mm-mm.
I used to play every time.
I never got past question four. So
well, that's
I gave
on
up.
You.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just for being dumb.
That's on you. Yeah. I get, what do you get your push notifications from?
You mean things? I don't, because I always say don't allow.
Nothing. I get them from Billboard. I get them from CNN.
Oh, so you allow certain news updates?
I just feel like I need to keep up with the news for the show.
That's good. I mean, when I go to my iPhone, I can hit my top news button, and it'll give me the top stories, like from CNN and stuff. Yeah. But
hey, Bones, you get notifications when we tweet something? Me, Amy, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Do you do that?
No, but I'll look at your Twitters.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's that. You see the kid? We talked about this on the show. I guess he's not a kid anymore, but he's 30. And his parents are like, hey, you got to move out. Remember mm-hmm. I was talking about this?
It's crazy.
So they're trying to evict him. And so he was in court yesterday talking about this. He was like, hey, judge, what up, homie? Like, let me stay. So here's the 30-year-old who, where's this clip? Thank you. Do I have the clip? He was in court yesterday. And, well, I guess we don't have a clip. There it is. Thank you very much. His name is Brian.
The winner!
No, thank you.
Judge, the petitioner is required to serve a 6-month notice to quit onto me to seek removal of myself from the premises. And the reason for this is because anyone who is not a tenant, who is a family member, who is depending on the homeowners for support, requires 6 months to basically procure the means so that they may support themselves on their own.
So what he's saying is, hey, I live with my parents. They still pay for me. They can't kick me out for 6 months because that's a law.
Yeah.
Even though he's 30 years old. Yeah, there's that dude. Man. Lunchbox, you lived with your parents till when?
Till I was 25. I moved back in when I was 21, 22.
What would they say if you said, hey, I'm not leaving?
Okay. They'd be cool with it.
Do you think you could still live with them and they'd be cool?
Yes.
Do you think they expected you to live with them now?
Not now. They would hope I'd be gone, but I don't think they would close the door on me. They would want to support me and help me in my hard times.
That's sweet.
At 25, how'd you feel living with your parents?
Good. It's good. It's free rent, free food,
yeah,
and no curfew. It was great.
Oh, wow. No curfew.
That's perfect.
Amazing.
Good for you, man.
You're really, you know, adulting it up. That's pretty cool, Derek. Congratulations. So tomorrow I'm putting out a new Bobby cast, and it's Lindsay L. tomorrow. You can subscribe if you want to hear that one. So she has a new record that comes out on Friday. And so she actually recreated the John Mayer record, Continuum, and not to ever put it out, but she did it as a homework assignment before she did her last record. And so now they're releasing it, which for me was weird because that's my favorite record of all time.
Continuum.
Yeah, and I thought, oh boy, what if it's not good? Because she did all the instruments on it, the bass, the keys, the singing. And so here's Gravity from John Mayer. It's on this record. You guys know this one? Yeah.
It's working against me.
And here's Lindsay.
Gravity is working against me.
Okay. Yeah, she does all the instruments, which is crazy. But anyway, she's on the new Bobby cast tour.
Gravity wants to bring me down.
Sounds so good, man. I want to hear more.
Gonna have to check it out Friday when it comes out.
Wait,
or
wait,
the Bobby
wait, wait.
Cast.
Okay.
No solo.
Oh, solo.
Take a bubble bath to that. Yeah, man.
You would.
I haven't taken a bubble bath in a while, though.
Oh, maybe it's time.
Not in my new house. Anyway, that Bobby cast is up. It'll be interesting. Up at midnight tonight, I do believe. Subscribe on iHeartRadio or iTunes.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a single mom in Massachusetts. She has two daughters. She got them off to college. She said, I never went to college. They're in college. I'm going to go get my degree. Started taking classes. All three will graduate, and the mom is going on to law school after she graduates this weekend.
Oh, wow.
Those kids, are they twins?
They're 2 years apart. But
how about that slacker lower daughter, huh? Getting surpassed by the other one? You know what I mean?
I like that's what you noticed.
Yeah, but no, like, they're all graduating together.
Come on, sis.
That 6 year plan.
Hey, sometimes you take more than the traditional 4 years.
No, most people do.
Yeah.
Amy, yeah. Amy's talking from experience over there.
Oh, how many years did you take?
Oh, like 10.
Yeah, there you go.
That's all good.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
Are you paying more money in interest than you need to on your credit cards? Refinance your debt with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. LightStream believes in rewarding consumers who have good credit with a great interest rate. They do this by having credit card consolidation loans from 5.49% APR with autopay and no fees. The application is 100% online, a simple and painless process, and you could have your funds as soon as today. Apply now and get an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners with good credit to get this special interest rate discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans and same day funding.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
Woo! This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
I'm going to rent a snow cone machine for the deal on Monday.
What?
Yeah.
This just keeps getting better and better.
I know.
Oh, my kids are going to freak out.
I know. I wanted the kids to have something, too. So.
Whoa.
I'm having a pool party, a get together.
I don't think they've ever had a snow cone.
Well, good, because, you know, I think we're going to have a good time. So, yeah, a lot of people are coming over. You know, I'm just looking at the guest list here. Mm-hmm. I think we have like 21 people invited so far. Yeah.
Wow, 21 and the 30 max.
Well, I just think around 30.
Nine spots left.
Yeah.
You know that.
Snow cone machine.
Well, Eddie and Lunchbox, they haven't formally been invited yet.
Formally, huh?
Or informally, but
just haven't been invited yet. And my kids love snow cones.
Do they?
Oh, gosh.
And I told the DJ, because I hired a DJ, I told him no bad words in the songs. Like, he can play whatever song.
Okay.
Love it.
But no bad words, because we have kids' ears and my ears.
Clean yes.
It. Yeah. So, yeah, it's all going down. You know what I mean? Weekend pool party. Anything you want to say, Eddie? Eddie, if you get invited, will you fully take the role, though, of chef?
I told you this, yes.
But you have to get there like an hour early. What do you want to cook?
Well, what does the host want?
No, you're the chef.
You
chef.
Make the menu.
Oh, I make the menu?
Yeah, and you buy the food.
You
buy the food?
Oh, no, I buy all the food?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, if you're having pizza, I think maybe some smoked chicken wings would be really good.
Oh, you're going to make them yourself?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That
smoked
is pretty
smoked chicken
good.
Wings would be really nice.
Yeah.
I mean, we can do another brisket if you want.
Okay, but does that go with pizza?
I mean, it's like barbecue pizza. That exists.
Okay. Anything you'd like to say? It may rain, though. Here's the bad thing. What's the weather for Monday?
Huh? 80% chance of rain.
Oh,
that's what it was
dear.
A couple days ago.
So what do we do?
Well, it's only Wednesday.
But it's a pool party.
It'll change.
It's a pool party. Rain doesn't stop pool
parties. But lightning
party.
Yes, it does.
Lightning will.
Rain
but can
does
you imagine,
too.
Though, if it's raining girls in their bikinis, it's raining on them, they're in the pool.
I think they have the wrong idea about
ew,
this party.
Eddie, you're bringing your kids, maybe.
Oh, well, I mean,
if you're invited.
They wouldn't mind.
Okay.
They're snow cones.
What girls in bikinis are you looking forward to seeing?
And
it's
your,
just all of us.
So it's like you, your
it's
wife, true. And your kids. Y'all are looking forward to the girls
I'd like
in
to see
bikinis.
My wife in a bikini. That'd be nice.
Well, who else? Because you said ladies in bikinis. So who
in
else
the
are
rain.
You looking forward to?
I mean, I guess Amy in a bikini would be kind of cool.
Okay.
Just got awkward.
That's Morgan number two.
I like to rock a one piece.
Yeah. Amy likes one piece with floaties.
You're missing the point, guys.
Oh,
I'm
no.
just saying,
like,
if it's so raining, like
how
if it's raining, do you have to move it all inside? We still have it
but
inside?
I thought you were going to let people inside.
Well, if it's raining, what do I do?
Yeah,
well,
I mean.
Well, that's the deal.
I guess we hunker down. Get a tent?
Nope.
A tent?
Nobody comes, probably. That's the risk. I did rent a snow cone machine, so.
I love it.
Yeah. I may invite the low cash guys. If they come by tomorrow, I may send them. Because they are coming by tomorrow.
Yeah, they only have 20 kids together. Yeah.
So what I'll do is I will play a song from the very beginning of the song. If you know what the title or artist is, yell your name at the buzzer.
Oh, what is that?
It's called Name That Tune. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So.
I'm here. I'm ready.
If I play a song, just buzz in by yelling your name.
Yeah.
Most points at the end wins. And by the way, Eddie's crushing the game.
Yeah. I'm feeling good right now.
Are you ready? Wait. Name That Tune. I'll play a song. If you can identify it, yell your name. Ready? And action.
Amy.
Ooh.
Taylor Swift. Teardrops on My Guitar.
Taylor Swift is correct. 1 point. Ooh. We need the title of the song.
Eddie. You Belong With Me.
No. Lunchbox, ball's in your court, buddy.
Let me hear it.
Okay, I am.
Thank you.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes.
Go ahead.
Teardrops on My Guitar.
That's correct. Just kidding. No, Amy already
said that.
I was like, wait a second.
You need to pay attention.
There's a game going on over here.
No, I thought she said something else. That's what it's called, though.
All right, no, it's not. It's Love Story. Oh, I shouldn't say what it is.
Because there's a theme.
There's a theme.
Okay.
Song number two, Name That Tune. Amy.
Rascal Flatts. Oh my goodness. I don't know.
Incorrect.
Shoot. Fall apart without you.
Dang it.
I don't know how you do what you do. Is everything that don't make sense about
Lunchbox. Hunter Hayes. Love Song.
It is Hunter Hayes.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay.
Everything that's green, girl, and
Eddie, you can still get the title.
Yeah.
But it's more than one in one minute.
5 seconds.
Okay.
Put aside the math.
Eddie.
Because I'm dropped down.
Doesn't matter. All right, here we go.
Got it.
Right now, Amy won. Lunchbox won. Eddie, zero.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, song number three. Name That Tune.
Amy. Achy Breaky Heart, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Correct.
Lunchbox.
Go ahead.
They're all love songs.
No, it's incorrect. You missed out on the theme there.
What?
That's incorrect. Here we go. Ready? Number four.
Amy.
Whoa.
You now, Lady Antebellum.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. What is happening right now?
Hey, you playing, dude? You got to ring in. You got to say your name. It's 5-1.
Eddie.
Oh my gosh.
Are you going to guess the theme?
Yeah.
If you get the theme, you're back in it.
Yep.
But if you missed it,
I have it.
Are you sure?
Yes, I do.
Are you positive?
Yes, 100%.
If he gets the theme,
I have
it's
it.
Clutch.
I have it.
Go ahead.
They're all breakup songs. Come on, Bones.
No.
Wanted, Achy Breaky, Need You Now, Love Story.
He said breakup songs.
Yep. That's incorrect.
No, that's not right.
It's about, okay.
All right, here we go. One final song. Amy, I believe you've already won and you've clinched it. But here we go. Last song. Action.
Amy.
What on
Every time a heart beats.
No, it's time.
No, sorry.
Every time.
Eddie.
Lone Star. Amazing.
Oh,
Lunchbox.
Amy.
Lone Star. Lunchbox. Not amazing.
Amazed.
Right. Amy, you're the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy, you're the
winner.
Thank you. You want to guess the name? Do you have it yet?
I am amazed. Need You Now. I don't know.
I get it.
Stop clapping, Amy. Thank you.
I understand it now.
So breakups, heartache.
They're all crossover songs. They all went pop.
Yeah,
all of them went to the top 40 chart.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Achy Breaky was a huge one.
Yeah, huge.
Count them down, Amy. She's going through them in her head. Amy's the winner. Eddie and Lunchbox both did not win.
Eddie, what is it like to not win? I thought all you did was win, Eddie.
Wanted was a crossover song?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Wow,
we wouldn't have thought of that.
Right,
Eddie sucked, dude.
Just like that.
What's Lunchbox's dry streak? Do we know how many games in a row since he hasn't won?
If I had to guess 20?
You think he's lost 20 in a row?
That's correct, because I got a never going to get it. So
that's not a game.
No.
That's not a game? We don't guess?
No, that's not a game.
Oh.
Maybe 20 plus.
Hey, Sarah in Oklahoma, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
I'm trying to take the phone off speaker.
Oh, no.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
what do you guys do, like, after the morning show? Like, what do your days look like?
Well, mine, for example, today, I will leave the studio at 10, drive to Louisville. I have meetings up there with the staff, and then I get on a flight tonight and go to Phoenix and have meetings there and have a speech tomorrow, and then I fly back. That's my day today. Amy?
Yeah. After this, I'm going to drive 10 minutes to East Nashville. Squeeze in a workout. And then I do have more work today that I'll be doing later. And then I'll get my kids from school. And then we'll probably ride bikes for about 2 hours. Because that's their favorite thing to do.
Lunchbox?
Ooh, I'll take a nap. And then I'll watch Survivor for 3 hours tonight. That's about my day.
How you feel about that? And that's pretty much all of our days, generally.
Yeah.
Because I just leave and keep working. And Amy works out and has kids.
Yeah,
and Lunchbox hangs out.
Yeah.
Bobby, I don't understand how you don't suffer from serious jet lag.
Oh, I do. I don't. Right now, I'm having a terrible time sleeping just because I'm in different time zones all the time. And I'm planning my book tour. And so we're not announcing the book tour yet, but I will for sure be in Austin and D.C. But the problem has been is that there are certain bookstores where you have to go in and you have to buy the book in order to go in and get it signed.
Oh.
And my whole argument has been, I can't abandon the people that pre-order the book first. Like, they're the people that were there for me when I said, hey, I've announced a book, pre-order it. So I'm having to do two book signings in each of those cities.
So you do one at the bookstore and one elsewhere?
And one at a different bookstore, because I'm just not going to make someone have to buy the book again.
I get it.
To come and meet me. Like, mm-hmm. Who cares about me? And if you do care, that's awesome. I'm not going to make you pay money again. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to do two.
Consider it.
So okay. That's what I've been dealing with last night. But I haven't slept. Who cares? I've worked this hard to be this tired. You know what I mean? Like, I've been working my whole life to be able to do all this that I'm doing now. So it's cool to be this tired.
Yeah, like, this is your goal.
Yeah.
Like, hashtag be tired.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I 100% understand what you're saying.
Like, I'm not complaining at all about
no.
it. Thank you very much. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Katie in Oklahoma. Another Oklahoma call. Hey, Katie.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Hey, listen, I was wondering. You wear that same red sweater to all your shows?
The hoodie? My red hoodie?
Yeah.
No, because I give it away most of the time. So I'll wear it, and then I'll give it to someone who... I usually wait around after the show and meet people if they want to meet, and I usually sign it and give it to someone. And then have a new one for the next one.
That's cool. Because I was like, man, red sweater in the middle of summer, it's going to be slunky by the end of your tour.
Well, the theaters are all pretty cold. I keep the theater like I do the studio. Pretty cold.
You tell them to make it cold in there?
Turn the air down.
Oh. Yeah, so dress like it's winter.
And I do the red hoodies, and we work with St. Jude on the red hoodies. And so, but the tour runs all year, so it gets winter again. It's just for a couple of months. Yeah. We're red hoodie in it. And like Austin, it was like 88 degrees. People didn't want to buy many hoodies. Hey, thank you. Thank you, Katie.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. See you later. Which, by the way, I'll be in Charleston, South Carolina, Tampa, Florida, Fort Pierce, and D.C. all coming up too. BobbyBonesComedy.com. Bones. I want to bring our intern in, who has only been on the show for a week. It's hard to get on the air this quick, but it's pretty interesting. Because I didn't know she was doing this. Her name is Jordan. And Jordan comes to us from, I believe, the University of Kentucky. Is that right? Jordan, come on in here. We're on the air. Eddie, can she have your headphones?
Yes.
Thank you. So this is Jordan. Are you 21?
Yes, yeah. I'm 21.
And what year are you in college?
I'm going to be a senior in the fall.
So how did you get an internship on this show?
I basically just started reaching out and sending my resume out all over the place in Nashville because I just wanted to learn more about the music industry and entertainment and everything. And I heard back from iHeartRadio to work with Bobby Bones.
So, and how's that working out so far?
It's going awesome. I mean, this is my second week on the job, so...
Everybody nice to you around here?
Everyone's so friendly. It's so nice. I love it.
I haven't seen you a whole lot. I've been gone. I've been working from other studios a lot. Is that weird that we do our radio show sometimes from two different cities?
I actually just learned that last week when you were working out of Austin, Texas. Yeah. So I thought that was really interesting. I never knew.
Already learning, boys. Internship learning. Yep. Like that. Okay. Well, so what I've been told is that you guys were talking about how old everyone is. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so you not knowing how old we were started. Pull up a chair. There we go. See, I was like, she's comfortable already.
Oh, yeah.
Take a seat. So, Amy, say hi to Jordan.
Hi, Jordan.
Hi, Amy.
Lunchbox.
What up, Jordan? How are you?
That's Eddie with the camera.
Hi, Jordan.
And I'm Bobby, and this is Raymundo, or Ray.
I know, Ray.
Or Raymond. So, who did you think of all five of us was the oldest of all five, Jordan?
I said Lunchbox.
What?
I didn't expect that.
Wow. Jordan, wow. I don't understand how you get that.
He thinks he looks 21, your age.
No way.
Oh, Jordan. What are you looking at just because I have a little gray in my beard? I mean, Eddie doesn't have any hair.
True. Very true.
But you still think Lunchbox looks older than Eddie.
I do.
Okay. Wow.
How so? What looks old about me?
The beard. I think the beard does it.
The beard.
Yeah, looking manly makes you look old, I guess. Yeah. I mean, geez.
It's her opinion, man.
I'm just telling you.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Jordan.
You know how old she looks?
How old?
50.
Okay. Your maturity right level is definitely not older.
He acts 9, looks right. 40. All right. Mm-hmm. Lunchbox is the oldest in her mind.
Okay.
Remember, this is a 21-year-old judging us right
I
now.
I know.
Okay. Okay, there you go. So who is the second oldest? When you look before you knew us, you thought, oh, they're definitely next up.
Eddie.
Oh.
Okay.
Fair enough.
And so what
am I right? Am I getting these right?
Yeah. Oh, it is.
Let's tell her at the end. No. Tell her at the
Hold
end.
On, so Lunchbox, you're how old? 36?
36.
Okay, Eddie, how old are you?
39.
39. So Lunchbox in her mind looks the oldest. Eddie looks the next oldest.
I'm shocked.
Okay, and there are three people left: Amy, Raymundo, and myself.
Yeah.
Oh man!
Who do you think looks the next youngest?
Oldest.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. The next oldest.
Amy.
Oh.
Not in any bad way.
Wait, did you say Ray's in the mix?
Yeah. Why not? Is Ray not? Oh, you think you look younger than Raymond?
Well, yeah.
But aren't you like 5 years older than Raymond?
Amy, it hurts a little bit, right? Amy, don't you think she looks 50?
Was Raymond in the mix or no? In your mix?
He is.
Okay. Wait, do you think that I look older than Bobby?
Obviously, if she's saying
this. And Bobby looks young, really young.
I don't look young.
You do look young.
No,
you
I'm not
young.
Feeling
Yeah, he looks like a 16-year-old.
I'm not feeling that.
Go ahead. Our 21-year-old intern is in here. She's ranking us by oldest
to
youngest.
Okay, Ray, I get.
Hold on. Let's relax over there. Lunchbox is the oldest looking. Eddie, next oldest.
Yeah.
Amy, next oldest.
Yeah.
And then what about Raymond and I, just looking? Who's next oldest?
I think you're older than him.
Raymond is.
You're like 34.
Yeah.
Wait.
No.
Wow.
So Ray.
I don't know.
Yeah. Do you realize?
You think Bobby?
Okay. No. How old is Bobby? In
I
your
would
mind.
Guess 32, 33.
Okay, what? Have you said my age yet? I don't think you did.
Why are you? Amy is crabby right now.
No, I'm not crabby. Just guess my age.
No, but the guessing the age thing is a trick because you always want to guess under. Like, a legitimate guess would be different than an on-air guess.
Oh, gotcha.
So, What is it about Bobby that makes him look the youngest? That he weighs 145 pounds?
You made this joke already and no one laughed. Go ahead.
Because
I laughed.
Thank you.
But you already did it.
I'll laugh again.
Thank you.
Oh, you're just hating right now anyway.
I just want to know what it is about him.
My skin?
I don't know. Yeah, you just age well.
Thank you.
Because he tans? Yeah. Like, what is it?
I don't tan.
No,
I
you
spray
don't tan.
That's the same thing.
Well, but is it my...
So you think we have a 3-year-old boss?
Right.
Like the head of this show.
Head of the show when I was 24.
I know, but we all work
for 22.
You. We're all older than you. Working for you.
Who cares? Eddie's
at the
older
most,
than me.
I would guess 35.
Yeah,
the most.
No, really.
Why are you being a hater?
Wow.
You're taking it out on me, what she said about you.
Because you're 30.
How old
you're
are
38.
You?
Yeah.
38.
She looks shocked.
I am. I really am.
Thank
I've met
you.
38-year-olds and they...
Like old, huh?
Like lunch.
Well, what's crazy?
This is really difficult to take in right
no,
now.
No, it's amazing. I love it.
It's really not that bad because she has no concept of age. She hasn't ever been around older people. So
Golly.
She's like, wow, you guys are
older people.
No, really, she hasn't.
In my mind.
Her parents are probably our age.
How old are your parents? Are your parents alive? Before I ask that?
Yes, okay. Yes.
How old is your dad?
My dad's around 68.
That's
not even.
Oh,
68.
So she's
same age as you looking.
Yeah, I don't see me looking that old, but that's okay. Hey.
Okay. Well, Jordan, thank you for entertaining us with this segment.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, thanks a lot for coming in. That's your last time
in my
air.
Mind, I'm so much younger, you know?
Yeah.
In
my mind, I guess I'm older.
I really look the oldest?
I know I look like a kid, you know? Hey, everybody. It's your friend, boyish Bobby. Yeah, Lunchbox, thank you.
No, I'm not thanking her.
Thank her.
No.
Okay. Jordan, anything else you want to say?
No.
What do you hope to achieve with this internship?
Just learn a little bit about everything, you know. Get to learn the backside, get to do a little bit in the studio. Just everything. I'm excited to learn more about the music business. So,
do you want to be on the air, or do you want to do music? As in, you want to be a record person, or?
I love radio. I learned that this past semester at school. So, just learning the ropes, really, with this show and everything about it. I mean,
if I had a backpack on, I was walking around campus, you'd probably be like, there's a student walking around, huh? Probably.
It's one of my classmates.
Probably Jordan. You'd be like, oh, look at that guy. He's probably a freshman.
If you
she'd see me, she'd be like, man, there goes Professor Box.
Lunchbox and I in your class, would you be like, oh,
non-traditional.
No, yeah, That's what she said. Yeah. No, I could, like, I look up to her as like a senior sorority sister kind of gal.
Oh, you look up
and
to
what about
her?
Me? Yeah. If you saw me at the bar, what would you think?
Nothing really. I don't know.
You probably think creepy old guy.
No, I wouldn't really necessarily talk to him. Oh,
man. Lunchbox thinks he could date if he wasn't single. He thinks he could date an 18-year-old that's graduated high school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Once they toss that cap in the air, they're good to go.
No.
Is he too old? Would he be too old for you?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
What's the oldest you're willing to date?
How old are you?
36. I'm only 36.
Yeah.
Girl, you see me at the bar, you'd be like, "Now that guy knows how to get it done."
Get it done.
I'd be scared.
What does that mean, get it done?
Because she would see me at the bar and she'd be like, "Man, that dude's probably 21 the way he acts."
What's get it done? What are you going to get done?
Get it done. She'll have a good time. She won't be disappointed.
Yeah, we don't.
Did you hear his stand-up material earlier?
No, I did not.
Okay, good.
Oh, it was
out.
Great.
It'd be on
the home run.
It'd be on the podcast.
I want to go to the live thing, though. So
the live. Oh, his. Well, no one can go to his open mic night.
Why not?
You can't bring in your own crowd.
The intern can.
You can't. Well, it was tough. You can't bring in your own crowd. What's your deal? You married?
No.
No? Oh, let's do a dating game with her.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Let's send her out. Yeah. Are you on Bumble?
No.
Do you date?
I guess, yeah.
Like, have you ever been on a date?
What is this turning into?
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me we have another weird
person.
Who
does Jordan look like for our listeners? Like Olivia Munn?
Oh, that's a good answer.
What?
Yeah.
That's who I think she kind of looks like. So, what are you saying? What are you whispering?
Nothing.
We've made her uncomfortable now. Oh, it's all fun and games, and she's taking shots at us.
Yeah,
I wasn't taking shots.
Oh, I felt shot at.
Okay, well, Jordan, thank you for coming in.
Yeah,
intern
no problem.
Jordan. And she pulls her headphones off. And
thanks.
All right, thank
do something
you.
Young.
Thank you, Jordan. Well, you know what I'm going to do today? I got to, you know, probably catch some Riverdale on Netflix. And
that was a good bit.
Get on Snapchat. You know, and snap
be all
my friends.
Young and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I see what you're doing. Yeah.
You know, just.
Yeah.
Probably going to listen to some 6ix9ine.
I mean, you got class again later.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a senior this year. I love that. That's a good segment, yeah. Bobby Bones. Give her a raise, is what I say. I like to check and see what song is being tweeted or commented about the most or called. And getting the most right now is this song called Bring Your Love Back. Bring your from Brandon Ray. So I'm gonna play it now. We need like our own TRL, like the most requested song.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I used to do that when I did night shows. I do the high five at 9. Coming up at 9 p.m. it's the high five at 9 number 4. Here it is. That's right. Lou Bega Mambo number 5.
Let's do it.
What? I don't have 5 songs up. I just have the number 1 song.
Well, I mean, start implementing it.
I don't think they let me do it. I mean, we do a countdown on the weekend. I don't want another one during the week.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Number one on the high five. I just did the number one song on
yes,
the countdown.
Yes, that's it.
Well, number one on the high most requested her is
what's in your throat?
That's my DJ voice. That's how DJs talk. Number one on the most requested list this morning is from.
That's funny.
What? That's my DJ.
No, but seriously, what's in there?
It's a DJ. A DJ hanging out. Coming on at number one on the high five at 9. It's a song from Brandon Ray. That's right, Brandon R-A-Y. Shall bring your love back. Hit it, boys. That's right. I'm taking your request right now. 877-70.
Oh. I just miss your perfume.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it
up.
Amy's salty over there.
Salty.
I'm still LOLing about Bobby being the youngest.
She thought Bobby was 19.
Yeah.
We have an intern who's
or
new.
She's smart. She knows
she's smart.
How where her bread is
well,
buttered.
Exactly. There's no butter breading or whatever. Listen.
Nobody's buttering anyone's bread.
Yeah.
No, that's a saying.
Hold
it's
on.
A saying.
Oh. Let me say this. I didn't know the intern. Mm-hmm. She's new. She's 21.
Mm-hmm.
And I brought her in.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because I
Bobby
heard...
brought her in for this fun segment.
And he just happened to be the youngest. Uh-huh.
Hey, Jordan, come in here again.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a great segment, guys.
Why can't we?
Because you're the oldest.
I'm the oldest.
And you weren't seen as
hey,
the oldest.
Hold on.
That's
Jordan,
amazing.
Jordan's coming back. Jordan.
Okay.
Jordan, did you and I ever, and be completely honest, did we ever have a conversation about that segment before it happened?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Yeah, so, I know. I don't think that y'all really did. I think it's just funny.
Okay.
She said
am I buttering your bread?
Excuse me.
Are you buttering my bread?
Yeah.
No, you just look young.
Thank you very much. That's all it is. Guys.
I don't know. Like, because youngest, oldest I would have gone would be like 32, 33.
Because he dresses like sweats and.
Sorry. Why are you hating right
I'm
now?
I'm not hating. I'm trying to there's a difference in hating and understanding.
Jordan, yeah. Would you say maybe he's immature for his age?
Oh,
yeah. And I'm so mature. That's it.
You know what? Whatever.
Well, Amy's like a mom. You
but
know?
I just became a mom like, 4 months ago.
But
and I
don't have like a family.
Adopted
and a,
them.
You know, like you're just
so
like...
And I have
dream.
And I have nothing, so I still live in that.
And he has
life.
Two kids too, and you said I was older than him, so that excuse is out the window.
The ranking was like, Lunchbox oldest, Eddie second, Amy third, Raymond fourth, and me, you know, boyish Bobby over here, the youngest.
Yeah. Did you really take a good look at us and evaluate us, like, you know, head to toe?
Head to toe. Whoa, I'm not. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. I feel like I'm young somewhere in Mama Buddy somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, there was no...
somewhere.
There was no calculation of that segment, right? None.
No.
None. The question they want to know is, did you come in and honestly feel that way, or are you trying to butter my bread?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the conversation kind of started on Monday, like kind of when I was back.
Probably commenting how youthful I walk around. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Boy.
What's up?
No, I was just kind of like, how old is Bobby? I feel like... He's like 30, right?
Yeah.
Maybe 32. Yeah. And she was like, no.
Oh, at the oldest.
He just turned 39.
No, 38.
Well, easy. And I was just kind of shocked by that. And she was like, how do you think everyone is? And then I just kind of started pointing people out. And I was completely wrong about everything, I guess.
She's 21. She has that youthful eye.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
That immature eye. She can't see well.
Do you want to go to the fountain of youth? I know where that is.
Oh,
yeah. What's up? Well,
show me where it is.
Yep.
Amy was just getting pretty upset over here. Anything else
take
you'd like
me,
to say,
take
Jordan?
Take me to the fountain. No, I'm not upset.
Jordan just stole some more of your endorsements, we were just told.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Great. It wouldn't be the first time.
All right, Jordan, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jordan. You're good.
Can I go butter that bread?
There you go. Hey, Jordan, did you say that to get on my good side?
No.
Thank you.
Okay.
You can go now. Thank you.
Yeah.
Or did she do it so she could get invited to the pool party?
Oh,
has she not been invited
to the pool party?
I'm just saying.
She hasn't been invited.
Yeah, she's an intern.
I think everybody here, except for you two, has been invited. If they haven't, universally, the whole show is invited except for Eddie and Lunchbox.
Hmm.
Well, Jordan's not part of the show yet. Hey, Jordan, come up here.
Oh, boy. Here we go, Lunchbox.
Do you have any friends in town?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do have? Okay. Well, then... It was different
so you're
than
thinking
when,
she has plans.
Wait.
No,
that's
not that.
Great. 21-year-olds in bikinis.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Old man talk.
If you have friends, I don't feel... Because if you come work for the show, I always feel very protective. Like, Hillary came to my house for Thanksgiving. You know, I try to make sure people are included. But if you have friends, you're good. What are you doing on Monday?
I don't have plans on Monday.
Ooh. Do you have girlfriends or guy friends here?
I just moved here, so I just have my one roommate. That's my
friend. Is she your friend or is she your roommate?
Both.
How old is she?
Lunchbox.
She's 23.
Stop being a perv.
Yeah.
Listen.
What?
You stop. You're single. I'm trying to help you out. Her friend may be looking.
I'm good.
And she wants a young guy. You're him.
True.
Yeah.
Does that mean my roommate?
Based
wow.
on how you look, your age range just went down for girls.
Yeah, based on how I look, I could probably date how old, do you think? Based on my looks.
Like 22. Yeah, like 23.
Amy's telling her to go up. Amy, let her answer the question.
No, I say based on your age. No, I'm not telling her to do anything. I'm shocked.
Okay.
I can't picture
you
with a 22-year-old.
Wait, hold on. When do you turn 22?
May.
So she's...
May? It's May right now.
Mm-hmm.
When's your birthday?
May. May 6th.
Oh, next May.
Oh, never mind. Because I thought
who
she said...
Who says May and then it's next year, by the way? When do you turn 20? Well, January, actually. Wait, up 28. Okay, so I'll tell you what. If you and your friend want to come, I'm having a pool party. You know, just
you
a
just want to meet my roommate.
No, not at all. Not at all.
No, okay.
If you want to come and you don't have anywhere to go, you guys are welcome to come.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. What's up?
I'm just saying, bikinis are welcome.
No.
That's what you're supposed to tell her.
I'll make them wear two pair of jeans just to mess with you.
Well, I'm not even invited, so it doesn't matter to me. This is for you. Do you understand? This is for you.
There are kids coming.
Okay, so you can't...
My sexy part will be later.
So, you just because kids are in, you can't hit on her 23-year-old roommate?
I'm not trying to get a 23-year-old.
I really hope she's listening to this right now.
I'm not trying to date a 23-year-old.
Is she hot?
She's cute, yeah.
I'm not trying to date a 23-year-old.
Okay.
I'm not even getting this conversation.
What if she's almost 24?
Well, then that's different. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Thank you, Jordan.
Yep.
Thank you. Well.
So now we're going to be the old people at the party.
Yeah. You guys are.
Yeah. You realize what you just did?
What's up?
Yeah. Now there's going to be young
Morgan
people.
Number 2 is 24. She's coming. Right, Morgan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't see them the same age.
Well, Morgan number 2 is a little older than her.
Yeah.
What's it like now? Aunt Morgan.
Oh, that's right.
I like Aunt Morgan.
No, Auntie Morgan.
No matter how old you are, there's always somebody younger and cooler coming up under you. You
that's
know what
so
I mean?
True.
Yeah.
We used to be the cool people.
Used to be.
But I'm okay with that because I still look young.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Me too.
Yeah. You want to do a pile or you just want to play a song?
No.
Oh, what? My bad. Whoa. The Bobby
Ball Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So a list of celebrities came out with the foods that they hate, and I thought we could go around and share, you know, one item that we hate.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, you and Jimmy Fallon have that in common.
Hate mayonnaise.
He hates mayonnaise. Tom Brady cannot stand strawberries. And like Kelly Clarkson, she cannot stand Brussels sprouts.
Hate
like,
peanut butter, too.
She's missing out. And then the Queen Elizabeth, no garlic for her.
No garlic, huh?
Me, it's olives. Cannot handle them at all whatsoever.
I do like olives. Do you like green or black?
Either one. I cannot stand them.
Lunchbox?
Ranch.
Ugh.
The dressing?
I love it.
Yeah. Ugh. I smell it and I almost vomit.
Eddie?
Guacamole.
What?
Get it out of my face.
Hey, whatever
will
is your
avocado,
heritage?
Though?
Yeah, I'll do a raw avocado, but guacamole, get it out.
But not guacamole?
I don't understand that.
Nope.
There you go.
So a recent study found that we're less productive if our phone is within reach. Even if you've got something going on, so you turn your phone off, if you still have it within reach, your brain is actually trained to pay attention to it no matter what. So if you really want to focus, leave your phone in another room.
If you really want to focus, throw your phone in the garbage and go
live
the life
of focus.
No, you
can't do that.
Like Dirk Bentley.
I just meant like if you have to focus for the moment.
Dirk is using a Folgers can and a string right now. I'm like, dude, where have you been? I've been on a mountain, man. You got to call my string.
He's playing the telephone game.
He's like Morse code.
He's yelling in the can. Can you hear me? Yeah, I haven't heard from Dirks in forever, and I used to talk to Dirks all the time. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
So last year, Zima came back, and people went crazy, and they sold out. Like, it sold so fast, and there were some majorly upset customers. And Zima used to be my jam back in the day. But the company just announced that they are bringing back more, and they are promising to have enough on hand to where they don't run out. But it's still going to be a limited release type thing. So, Zima... Bobby, you should have Zima at your pool party.
I have to figure out what alcohol I'm going to buy.
What is your plan? Do you have
I think I should probably buy beer.
Yep.
Right?
Yes.
And vodka.
Sure.
And tequila.
Yeah.
I don't know. Amy, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't.
Rum. A little bit of rum.
Oh, is that what I should buy? Rum.
You like, yes, that would be what's in a pina colada, which I know you drink virgin ones.
And Everclear?
No Everclear. Dude, Jell-O shots.
You should put Everclear in a watermelon and then put it in the refrigerator for 2 days.
Yeah.
I'm talking about.
For Jordan and her friend, they show up with a complete college party. All right. David Lee
My
Murphy.
My kids are going to be like, watermelon.
Oh, boy. Get
your Bobby Balls on. That's it. Okay. Today, Amy, what's on your agenda?
I like your little jingle.
Yeah.
Working out. I got some work to do up here and then playing with my kids after school.
Yeah, there you go. Lunchbox.
Ooh, Survivor season finale. 3 hours.
What?
Good
three
God.
Well, they hours?
Do 2 hours and then the 1 hour reunion.
Oh,
it's
my gosh.
Made for TV. It's great.
I love that you can sit for 3 hours and watch a TV show. That sound for me is pure jealousy.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do that. It's easy. When you love something so much, you can sit there for 3 hours watch it.
You're right. You're probably right. If I did.
Edge of your seat drama.
I downloaded a movie, though, for this, because I got to fly to Phoenix and back.
What you got?
But I downloaded a movie. Let me pull it up real quick. It's a documentary called, because I think Lunchbox would like this. Amy, you would, too. Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to write it down.
It's called Perfect Bid, The Contestant Who Knew Too Much. It's about a guy who went on, I think, Price is Right, and had studied all the prices of what the things could be.
Whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, and I just saw it because I was searching documentaries. I'm going to watch it. Yeah, Perfect Bid.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah, and I spun the wheel on Price is Right.
I know. It's probably
my,
why
it's
you're
on my Instagram.
It's probably why you're all about it.
But it just came out just a couple months ago. So, yeah, I'm going to watch that. But I drive to Louisville today, then fly to Phoenix tonight. Then I speak in Phoenix tomorrow. Then I fly back.
Ugh. Road warrior.
Ugh. Yeah.
I just only back for one day.
I got to drive like across town.
And Amy's like, we'll see you tomorrow. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Have a great day. We'll see you on Thursday. I mean, we'll still be doing the show. I'll just be in a different building. The Bobby Bones Show.